What's up? What's up? Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Bellagio podcast show here on Anchor, Spotify, and iTunes, and many more. Thank you for tuning in. I don't even got to read the articles or the news articles or anything like that. You know, common sense is your best friend and is your highest awareness of wisdom. Okay, so LeBron James' son had like a heart attack, like a mini heart attack, okay? Young kid, healthy. I'm pretty sure he's vaccinated. I'm pretty sure he took the vax. I'm pretty sure he took the snake bite. I'm pretty sure he marked himself. And a lot of people that took the vax, a lot of people have cardiac, having a lot of cardiac, a lot of heart problems. And even newborn babies like that. Newborn babies that parents that are vaccinated, there's been a spike in like deaths in childbirth. A child is having heart problems in the woman's womb, in the mother's womb. So that tells you right there that a lot of these young dudes, these NFL athletes, the NBA athletes, from 2020 till now, if you look at the data of heart attacks, strokes, or heart failure, I mean, not even, let's count strokes out, just heart attacks and heart failure, you know, these lot of young athletes, you know, they're just taking a shot, just they're just doing what they're told, you know, and because they want to play and they don't want to get they don't want to feel like banded, you know, like Kyrie did. You know, Kyrie, you know, stuck to his guns and stick to what he stands for as a human being, and you know, he didn't let the mob him down, you know. So you got to stand up for what you believe. You got to stand up for what's right. It's what makes you a man. It's what makes you a human being, you know. What makes you a woman, you know? You stand up for what's right, you know. We all have the right to stand up for what's right, you know, and we got to do the right things. We got to fight fire with fire, you know, fight fire with water, you know. We got to fight light with darkness, you know. We got to fight scriptures with, you know. So definitely unprecedented times that we're living in. As far as what happened 2 years ago and to where we're at now, it felt like 2019 felt just like a good year, you know. 2019 felt like a real good year as far as like a, felt like a shift going on. And we all got distracted with the pandemic. So I know what you're thinking, you know. Sometimes, you know, life, you can feel like you're losing your purpose because of what's going on in the world and how it affects everything all around. It seems like they're getting ready for the social credit score, you know, with all this facial recognition shit. And it seems like the, you know, you could tell, like, you know, that we're adopting China's method. And it's kind of like, you know, America is going to beat China, like, pretty soon, you know. And it's sad to say, man, you know, it's really sad to say, because, you know, we're better than this as people. We're better. The people in power have more power than the people in power. You know what I'm saying? So it just sucks that, you know, we all feel like we can't do nothing in some way. We all feel like there's nothing we can do, like, you know, sometimes. But as back to what I was saying about LeBron James' kid, yeah, he definitely took the virus, and I mean, he definitely took the virus. He definitely took the vaccine. Well, the vaccine is the virus. So he definitely took the vaccine, and it's just kind of it's not shocking that you see people collapsing, and you see people with heart failure, and you see people, they get the shot, and then something happens, and then that's it. So you never know. Or like maybe everybody in Hollywood, they gotta sacrifice somebody, Everybody sacrificed somebody, Kanye, Jennifer Hudson, look like French Montana sacrificed old boy that they shot up back a few years back. It just seems like people get offered, They set them up for offering, and they make it look like look at Kobe, like look what happened to Kobe. They were saying like, anytime you make a contract with these elites or with these people, they can change the contract anytime. So what happened with Kobe? It looked, so there was some sources saying, or there was some people like in the background of things, there was some people saying that they were trying to get his daughter to become trans, like transgender male, and I guess he wasn't with it, so they offed him out, and Dwayne Wade and his kid hopped on that, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot of crazy shit going on, and whatever the Simpsons is showing you guys is, it's probably something that's gonna happen within 5 to 7 years from now. You know what I mean? So, always keep what they say, don't believe everything you hear, and only believe half the things you see. So, living in some strange times, and you could just we gotta all pray, and we all gotta pray to God, and we gotta tell ourselves that we are in control of the body. The body's not in control of us, and we all gotta stay uplifted and somehow, So if you know your family or anybody lacking hope, give them hope. Hope is a rare thing. So thank you for tuning in to Mike Bellagio Podcast. If you're with me, if you agree with me, please like, comment, share. Thank you so much for following the podcast here on Anchor, Spotify, and iTunes. Have a good one. Bye.